The Thoughts and Happenings of Wilfred Price, Purveyor of Superior Funerals, by Wendy Jones. Read by Gareth Armstrong. And he saw a tall tree by the side of the river, one half of which was on fire from the root to the top, and the other half was green and in full leaf. The Mabinogion, 11th century Welsh epic. Chapter 1. The Yellow Dress. Spring, 1924. It was because of a yellow dress. She was wearing a yellow dress and her arms were bare. It was slightly tart, the colour of lemon curd. He couldn't remember seeing a dress in that shade before. It was pleated silk and sleeveless with a low waistband and a square neck that was slightly too low, perhaps only by half an inch. Wilfred wondered how she got the dress on. Maybe there were hooks and eyes hidden on the side under her arm. Ladies' dresses sometimes had those. Women hooked and encased themselves in their dresses, but there was always a way out.
"And there's trifle," Grace said triumphantly, "with cream from Clenderwin Dairy."
Wilfred noticed the trifle was sealed with thick whipped cream, and the cream was scattered with flaked almonds. She laid the white bowl on the Welsh wool picnic blanket.
"There are grass cuttings everywhere. My brother Maddock mowed the lawn this morning," she said, brushing splices of grass from her dress. "I asked him not to, but he would insist."
She waved an inquisitive honeybee away from the bowl.
"I do hope you like trifle, Wilfred. I made it earlier, so there would be time for the jelly to set before the cream spoiled."
She leaned forward to serve the dessert. The neckline of her dress was cut slightly too low, he noticed again, and he wanted to glance, but knew better of it, knew how women always noticed those.